Four different ways to do serviced accommodation deals. Whether you're at the beginning of your property journey, looking to enter the market, or a seasoned professional seeking new strategies and insights, this podcast is your one-stop resource for all things property investment. Welcome to the Property Investors Network podcast. Let's embark on this exciting journey together and make your property investment dreams a reality. Hello, my name's Mark Fitzgerald. It's great to have you joining us here today. So a lot of people are out there at the moment getting involved, getting serviced accommodation units, deals over the line, getting started in that sector. And listen, it's a golden opportunity right here, right now to get started and set up in that sector, specifically because obviously there are new rules and regulations going to be coming in the summer. So let's make sure that we are out there. Let's also make sure that we're set up for success. What do I mean by that? Well, we've got to make sure that we are on the right roads with those regulations. Now, I'm not going to cover all those regulations and rules that we know are coming in June, July time. Why? Because we've got previous episodes where I've already spoken about those. So do go back and check that out for yourself as well. But I see a lot of people going out there saying rent to SA. I'm going to be doing rent to SA deals because they haven't maybe got a lot of money to go out there and buy properties themselves. I see a lot of people also wanting to convert properties. A lot of people trying to do things all differently. There is no one set route to doing serviced accommodation deals, particularly if you are limited on funds. Now, maybe even you've got enough money to buy a couple of properties that you're going to convert and do serviced accommodation on rather than vanilla buy to lets. Now, why would you do that? Well, because, of course, with the interest rates going up, it is very difficult now in most areas to get vanilla buy-to-lets to stack up. So what are the four different ways? Well, first and foremost, you can buy a property. You can buy a flat, a house, whatever you want, and you can operate it as a serviced accommodation. Now, one of the things you want to make sure that you're doing, if you are buying the property and you are going to have a mortgage on that property, okay, you need to make sure that you've got the right mortgage package. Now, what do I mean by that? Well, a lot of landlords will be on buy-to-let mortgages, okay, unless they're going to be doing HMOs, houses of multiple occupation. Both of those are where you put tenants in the properties on ASTs currently. A buy-to-let, you tend to rent to one family or one person on their own or something like that over 12 months. HMOs, they tend to be more sporadic, but you rent the rooms out in an HMO to the individuals and you take rents off of all the individuals and they have their own AST tenants. So if you're getting into property and you're buying a buy-to-let, you will have a buy-to-let mortgage. If you're doing HMOs, you'll have an HMO mortgage. Now, if you're doing buy-to-lets and you try and operate HMOs, you could get into trouble. As you could, if you have a buy-to-let mortgage and you try and do short-term rentals, serviced accommodation, which is what we're talking about in this video, you could struggle there as well. You could get into trouble with your mortgage provider. They could actually say that you breached the terms of your mortgage and ask for the money back on the property, in which case then you'd have to sell it. You could get into a lot of mischief. So make sure if you are buying properties now, you're speaking to an independent mortgage broker about serviced accommodation, short-term rentals, mortgage packages. Okay? Very, very important. Now, a lot of people do try and bypass that. Why? Because you'll end up costing you a bit more. The rates will not be as cheap in most cases as a buy-to-let rate would be on a mortgage. But they are coming down and they are sort of, you know, mix and matching, getting a bit closer. But again, you should be making more money from a serviced accommodation than you would a buy-to-let. So in theory, a bit of a higher percentage, a bit more of a monthly interest rate or rate shouldn't matter that much. Remember, we want to set ourselves up for success. We want to be savvy businessmen or women when it comes to property investing. So if you're buying the property, you have to make sure you're on the right lender. If you're buying it cash, what's the matter with you? Don't do that unless you're going to refinance it later on to pull your money back out. Why? Because you want to be doing more deals. So use the banks, you know, use their money. Give yourself more deposits to be able to go out there and buy more properties. But make sure that you do that. Equally to that, make sure that you check your local council's legislations for short-term rentals and that you are compliant to that at the moment. And then we can get ready for then any changes that are coming in with the government. But one of the big things that a lot of landlords, a lot of property investors out there and potential people doing rent to rent as well are going to struggle with is the fact that a lot of landlords are on the wrong mortgages for what they're doing. So set yourself up from the word go now, because when the new legislations come in and everybody gets scared and people start coming out of the market, all of a sudden demand in your area could go up. And if supply's gone down, you'll be able to get better rates. You'll be in the right pole position, as they say, in the right seats to be able to capitalize from that. Okay, so that's one of them, is buying them yourself. The next one, of course, is rent to rent. Now, rent to rent is where you would take on a landlord's property, treat it as if it's your own, and basically pay them a guaranteed rent each and every month. Now, I look at that as the guaranteed rent that I pay the landlord is a bit like me having to pay a mortgage. Okay, so that's great. You would then take on utility bills. You would take on any council tax, but you might move it to business rates if you're doing serviced accommodation. You would also have some other costs, Wi-Fi, cleaning and things like that, which will be a part of your package for serviced accommodation. But that is a great way to get into property and to build a property business using other people's properties, doing a great job for them. Again, the deals have to work for everybody, so the numbers have to stack and it has to be a win-win for all parties. But that is another great way of doing it. You'll have probably heard rent to SA, rent to rent SA, and rent to rent HMOs. Exactly the same thing. It's basically where you're taking on a property as if it's your own, covering all costs and looking after the property, maintaining it to a nice high standard. So that's the second way of doing things. Now, the third way of doing things is joint ventures. What do I mean by joint ventures? Well, basically, you can work with an existing landlord, investor, and do a joint venture on their property. So they might be very, very busy in what they're doing. Okay, they might have a very busy schedule. They've got a nice property, but they do not have time to set it up to get it operating as a serviced accommodation unit, whereas you might already be set up, or you might be setting yourself up now. You might be in a position to be able to manage this thing. You might have the time to be able to do so as well. So what you can do is bring your skills, if you know how to operate and manage serviced accommodation units. And if you don't, then reach out to us and we can help you with that. But you want to be getting your skills and everything like that, taking those skills to anybody who hasn't got those skills and saying to them, listen, we could work together here. And how would you structure it? Well, you can structure it in a lot of different ways. But one easy way to structure it would be you supply the property, I supply the management, and any of the profits after all costs, we split. So you could say, once we've paid your mortgage, which we've paid utilities and all of those costs for the properties, plus a percentage for managing the properties, very much like a letting agent. When a letting agent manages a landlord's properties, they normally pay them out 10% or 12%, 15%. So you could say as SA, it's normally we charge 20% because there's a lot more work involved. But because we're doing a joint venture, maybe I'll only charge 14 or 15%. So once the costs of the property have taken into account, once the cost of management has covered or washed its face, any of the profit afterwards, we could split 50-50. Now you could split it 50-50, you could split it 60-40, maybe in their favor, to give them a little bit more of an incentive to want to work with you. Anything can work. There is nothing set in stone for this. You've just got to make sure that you're working with the right people, people that you get on with, know, like, and trust. And of course, it can work very well. You can do this with family members, with friends, with people, with any properties that can potentially work as serviced accommodation. Again, if you've got the skills, don't discount that and think, I've got the skills, but I haven't got the properties. There are so many people out there with properties that have no skills. You're just not meeting enough people. And of course, that then leads me on lastly to the last way of doing serviced accommodation deals. If you have the skills, you know what you're doing, you can manage and you can run properties as serviced accommodation, you can act and set yourself up as a management agent, like a letting agent, but for serviced accommodation. You can charge more of a percentage because there's more work to be done. Plus, if you do a very good job, the landlord should be making more money doing serviced accommodation through you than having it as a buy to let. They have none of the hassle. Why? Because you take care of it. But the beauty with management is you do not have to pay the utilities or the upkeep of the property. The landlords pay all of that because you're only taking a percentage, and that is a percentage of the profit that you make. So if you have a property and you don't make any money, but you're advertising it, you're putting it out there, you don't get paid. So it's in your interest to make sure that there's a good occupancy there, that you're making good money. Now, doing something like that with management, with none of the liabilities that you have with a rent to rent, you can, of course, earn between, I don't know, 500, 700, £1,500, depending on the size of the property, with no liabilities. This is a great way to scale if you don't want to be putting lots of money into other people's properties. What do I mean by that? Well, let's go back to rent to rent, because that's the only one out of this realistically that isn't your property. With rent to rent, you might have to buy furniture. You might have to put furniture in. You might have to decorate the property. You know, you are taking this property on, you are treating it as if your own. So you might have to put some money into it. If you're managing it, you can ask the landlord to get the property into the condition that you need to let it. Why? Because they're going to earn more. You won't earn as much. You'll earn more doing a rent to rent, or you should do if you do it right, then you will management. But as I say, management gives you less liabilities, less expenditure from your own business, which means potentially you can grow quicker, you can systemize things quicker, and you can really get yourself out there. So the four different ways, just to recap, are buying the properties yourself, but making sure you're doing that on the right mortgage provider. Rent to SA, okay? Rent to rent SA is another great way if you've got very small capital, but mark my words, you will probably have to spend some money on the property to get it into the right condition. And of course, a lot of the liability is with you because you've got to pay the bills, you've got to pay the guaranteed rent and things like that. So you've got to make sure that it works for you. Joint ventures is a great one, particularly if you know family members with buy-to-let properties that maybe aren't forming or aren't doing very, very well. You can go in there and do a deal with them where you're working together. They supply the property, you supply the management, and you both benefit from the profits. Or of course, you can just manage them as well. I always say you've got to be the property professional of your area. So you want to be looking, if you're doing serviced accommodation and you're looking to grow that as a business, you want to be looking at all four different ways of doing things. Why? Because maybe you'll start with rent to rent, maybe you'll start with management, or maybe you'll start with doing joint ventures because you haven't got the money to buy the properties for yourself. But as you start making money, you will start probably looking at buying the properties for yourself and building your own portfolio as well. So all four work so, so well together. And there is never a one size fits all with any deal or anybody that you're talking to. So make sure that when you go in there, you go in with an open mind, you go in there looking to solve a problem and to help people. I hope today's episode has helped you, and I look forward to you joining me in the next episode very soon. Take care and bye for now. Thank you for tuning in to the Property Investors Network podcast. Remember, investing in property is not just about numbers and profits, but also about building communities and creating a lasting impact. You can do this by checking out our website at pinfurtherlearning.co.uk. And of course, look to book onto your local Property Investors networking event. We are here to help and support you every step of the way, and I look forward to you joining me very soon. Bye for now.